You're listening to Day 5 of Conversations with Your Higher Self.
You're listening to the 12th House Retreats, where we take you through a little guided visualization. So get comfortable. We'll get started right after this fireside chat.
Last week, we spent some time focusing on our strengths, our inner strengths, and what they were and how we can bring them into our day-to-day lives. So hopefully you've had a chance to incorporate the messages that you received through your higher self, and you've been maybe seeing some synchronicities happening in your day-to-day, and I hope that you are listening to those synchronicities, that you're observing them, and are taking those as signs that you are on the right path and that you are doing the right thing and that you are making progress in your journey. So today we're going to build a bit on that strength. We're going to talk about balance and trying to bring balance into our lives. So it really does take strength to find balance. If I can use yoga as an example, if you're trying to do balance poses, you know, you might find yourself really wobbly and kind of falling to one side or the other until you can find your balance. And it's really only when you use all of your muscles, either your core muscles, your leg muscles, or just, you know, all of those muscles that we usually associate with strength, that you're able to find that balance and stay in that balance pose. So it takes effort to find balance. And I know oftentimes we look at people who are living a balanced life and we think, oh, it's so easy for them. You know, they can do it. They're not struggling like I am. And so, you know, that's fine for them to have that balance. But there's no way that I could ever do that because my life is more trying, or I have, you know, more issues that are difficult. But the reality is we can strive to find balance. And I use the word strive because it's hard to find balance. Again, going back to that yoga pose, even if you've managed to find the balance, you're probably always wobbling a little bit, right? There's always a little kind of wobble and correction to get yourself back into center. And so, you know, that's life. That's life, where sometimes we are a little unbalanced and we have to make efforts to bring ourselves back into, you know, center. And sometimes we're just so off balance, we fall over and we have to pick ourselves back up and get back into our pose and fight to find that balance. So it does take strength to find that balance. But once you find that balance, what's nice about it is it can help you with the challenges that you might be experiencing in life. So I like to think of balance in terms of the astrological wheel, and you may not be familiar with it, but the astrological wheel has 12 houses. And so by its nature, there is always a house opposing another house. And houses refer to sort of the themes in our lives. So there's a house for self. Its opposition is the house of relationships or partnerships. There's a house for career, and its opposition is the house that represents the home and home life. There's a house for leadership, and it opposes the house for, you know, being part of community, being part of a group. So there's all sorts of different houses and their oppositions. And so if I can take an example of your career versus your home life, because I think it's an example that most people can relate to. If you are a workaholic, for example, so, you know, you really dive into the work piece and you're comfortable there, and that's something that you're, you know, happy being in. If you don't from time to time step away from it, you'll probably lose out on some key learning that might be going on in your home life that you could actually use to help you in your career. Because you're so focused in one area of your life that all of your learning is happening in that one area of your life. And you're also only being exposed to certain things because you're so focused on that one area of your life. But in reality, all the areas of your life are connected. You're a whole person with all of these different aspects of your life. And if you don't allow yourself to sort of experience and live in these other houses, you might be missing out on some key exposure to things that might actually help you in your career. So coming back to an example of the workaholic, I know in my own experience, I've often kind of been in situations where I might be struggling with a challenge at work that I'm trying to kind of figure out, okay, what's the next step? How do we move forward from this? And then I'll come home and, you know, we'll have a weekend with the kids. We'll be playing a game, or we'll be, you know, just talking about what kids like to talk about. And all of a sudden they'll say something. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I can totally relate this to what's going on at work. And then it kind of gives me a little bit of inspiration to figure out a new solution at work. And it's not a solution that I would have ever been able to be exposed to in the workplace, because it's just different context altogether. And so I find when I can take a step back from the intensity, or from the intense house that I'm in, if I can put it that way, so the intense house being career, if I can step away from that and go live in my opposite house for a while, so the home life, it allows me to take a breath and maybe gives me a broader perspective on what's going on in the workplace or in my career, because I'm not in it, right? So it kind of gives me a different landing ground so that I can look at the challenges from a different perspective or forget them altogether. And I think we've all experienced that feeling where we get these sudden ideas of inspiration when we're not thinking about something. A lot of people like to talk about, you know, if they're in the shower and they're kind of just letting their mind go wherever it wants, and you're kind of focused on, you know, the heat of the shower and the water coming down on your body, and you're not really thinking about anything. And all of a sudden, you get this kind of idea, this inspirational idea about something. It's that whole concept of when you walk away from something, like a challenge or an issue that you're trying to solve, if you can walk away from it for a little bit, you might actually find the solution. So that's the idea of balance. And that's the reason why you want to try and find that balance, because it does help you when you're experiencing challenges to walk away from it and find balance in your opposite house. And the other reason is we are human beings. We're complex. We have, you know, all of these different aspects to ourselves. And if we don't allow ourselves to experience all of those aspects equally, well, we're kind of cheating ourselves out of this human experience, right? And when we cheat ourselves from that human experience, we might not be as happy as we could be, because we're not allowing ourselves to experience those aspects of ourselves. So balance is good in all sorts of ways and for all sorts of reasons. But for today, I just wanted to brush on those few things. So today's theme in our conversation with our higher self is going to be around balance and finding that balance. Okay, so now we are going to develop our intention statement, and we're going to do it like we've done it before. Let's figure out what our problem statement is when it comes to balance in our life. So think about a problem statement. And again, we can go back into the idea of the workaholic and the home life. You know, you can say, I am too focused on my career. Or I don't spend enough time at home with my family. Something along those lines. Find your challenge statement that works for you, because it could be about relationships, it could be about money, it could be about anything where you don't feel like you have balance. It could just be a general statement, like, I just don't have balance in my life. And then flip it into an I wish statement. It could be as simple as, I wish I had balance in my life. Or, I wish I had balance in my life between my career and my home life. Or, I wish I had balance in my life between my relationships and finding time for myself. And once you've found your I wish statement, just flip it into a present statement. So take away the I wish and just say, I have balance in my life between my career and my home life. I have balance in my life between my relationships and time for myself. I have balance in my life, period. And with your intention statement, we're going to jump into our guided visualization. So start finding your comfortable position. Okay, and as you find your comfortable position, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and just take a deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, just bring the attention to your shoulders, and if you're feeling any tension there, allow that tension to leave your body with your breath. Take another deep breath in. Bring your attention to your jaw, and if you're holding it and clenching it, allow that tension to leave with your exhale. Take another deep breath in. Just notice how your hands are set up. Are you clenching them or holding them tight? If you are, just exhale any tension through your breath. Take another deep breath in. Bring attention to your back. And exhale any tension you might be holding there. Take a deep breath in. Bring your attention to your hips. And exhale any tension you might be holding on to. Take another deep breath in. Bringing attention to your legs. And exhaling any tension you might be holding there. Take another deep breath in, bringing attention to your feet. And exhaling any tension you might be feeling. Keeping your attention on your feet as you continue to breathe in and out. Notice roots growing out from under the soles of your feet, pushing into the ground and growing all the way down and connecting to the center of the earth. Imagine the center of the earth as a big, bright ball of white light. And imagine your roots just wrapping themselves around that ball. With ease and grace, keeping you well connected and grounded to the earth during this practice. And as you take a deep breath in, I invite you to just bring your attention back up your roots. And exhaling when you need to. And with your new inhale, just bringing your attention back up your feet, legs, hips, and going all the way to your heart center and staying there. Exhale if you need to. Keeping your attention on your heart center, I invite you to take a deep breath in and count as you inhale. 1, 2, 3. And continue counting until you've reached the top of your inhale. And as you exhale, I invite you to exhale the same count as you inhaled. So if you inhaled for a count of three, exhale for a count of three. If you inhaled for a count of five, exhale for a count of five. Finding that balance between your inhale and your exhale. Keep doing this for a few more breaths, inhaling for the same amount of time as you're exhaling. One last breath, inhaling the same amount of time as your exhale. Now continuing with this deep breathing in and out, imagine a balloon in front of you. And take a minute to notice what color the balloon is. Now imagine this balloon is sitting atop your finger and you're trying to balance it. Notice how it's moving around, and you're having to move your finger around as well to try and keep it on top of your finger and steady and balanced. So take a minute to just try and find that balance so that the balloon sits perfectly still on top of your finger. Take a minute to notice how easy or hard it has been to try and balance it without judgment, just observation. Have you managed to keep it still? Or is it still moving around, bobbing up and down from side to side, floating, coming down? Again, there's no judgment, just observation. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine your breath catching the bottom of the balloon and pushing it up into the sky. Balloon is floating up slowly towards your higher self. And I invite you to just bring your attention to that balloon and follow it all the way up as you continue to breathe in and out, following the balloon into the sky, going into space, or as high as you want it to go, until it reaches your higher self. Observe how your higher self catches the balloon and holds on to it for now. Notice how your environment is changing, morphing into your favorite room so that you and your higher self can have a conversation. Notice what the room looks like today. Is it the same room that you've been in before, or is it different today? Take a minute to observe what's in the room. Any themes, anything that's sticking out for you? These might form part of the information that your higher self wants to share with you today. And once you're done looking at the room, I invite you to take a minute to look at your higher self and just notice the form that they're in today. What do they look like? Is it the same shape or form that they've taken before? Are they wearing the same clothes? Or are they different today? Again, all of this information could be signs, symbols, messages being given to you through your higher self. Notice that your higher self now is putting the balloon down in a safe and secure place. And they're pouring you a cup of your favorite drink. And pouring one for themselves as well. And as they hand the cup over to you, I invite you to clink glasses in recognition that you're here, you're connected, and you're ready to talk. Take a moment now to share your intention statement with your higher self, so that they clearly understand what the backdrop is of this conversation. And now, with the backdrop being set, I invite you to ask your higher self to show you what it looks like when you are out of balance. And remember to listen, to feel, to be open to any thoughts that come into your mind as your higher self answers your question. What does it look like or feel like when I am out of balance? When you feel ready, I invite you to ask your higher self to show you or help you understand what it looks like when you are in balance. Stay open for the answer using all of your senses. What does it look like or feel like or sound like when I am in balance? Now I invite you to ask your higher self for advice on how you get from a state of imbalance to a state of balance. And so ask your higher self, when I am in a state of imbalance, how do I return to a state of balance? invite you to notice that your higher self is reaching to pick the balloon back up again. Notice how they're balancing the balloon on their finger effortlessly, with ease and grace. Keep looking at the balloon and notice how your higher self is transforming the balloon into a beautiful ball of white light and is continuing to balance it on their finger. Feel how that balance feels. Notice what it looks like. And now notice how your higher self is taking that ball of light into both hands and is offering it to you as a gift. And if you're feeling inclined to do so, you can take that ball of white light. And I invite you to bring it to your heart center and notice how it gets absorbed into your body, into your heart center, and how it radiates beautiful, bright, white light throughout your body, throughout your auric field, throughout your mind, bringing a sense of balance in every aspect of your life. It's time to say goodbye to your higher self for now. But I invite you to thank them and leave them with any last words you wish to leave them with. And when you're ready, I invite you to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, notice how you are starting to descend, going down through the sky, gently, with ease and grace, or quickly, if that is your preference. Coming right back down into your physical body. And noticing how your feet touch the ground. Feeling those roots reaching out into the earth. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, start wiggling your toes around. Another deep breath in, wiggle your back a little bit. Take a deep breath in, rotate your shoulders as you exhale. Take a deep breath in, maybe move your neck or head around a little bit as you exhale. Take a deep breath in, wiggle your fingers around as you exhale. Take a deep breath in and bring attention up to your eyes. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. So welcome back into your physical body. Take a minute to look around the room and just ground yourself a little bit by just acknowledging what's around you. Chairs, couches, if you're outside, the trees. And if you have any water, you can have a sip of water. That helps to really ground you as well. And then as you're doing that, if you do want to take notes while we go through the three questions, I would invite you now to grab a pen and piece of paper, and we're going to jump into our three questions. Okay, so I hope you had a good conversation with your higher self. We're going to jump into our three questions so that you can have a moment to integrate all that you've experienced. And as always, you can pause in between questions so that you can take notes if that's your preference, or hold on to those questions and just think about them for the next few days. So the first question, as always, is what came through for you today? So take a minute to list everything, right down to the color of the balloon. Remember that colors have meanings. So when I do this exercise, I get the color red. So for me, it's an indication that I need to ground myself a little bit more. I need to come down to earth. And so I'll do some of those exercises to help me find my balance. But what color was your balloon and what could that mean? And then, of course, any other messages that came through, right down to the room that you were in, what your higher self looked like, and then how they answered those questions for you, and what they showed you or what you heard when you were asking those three questions. And just to help jog your memory, the three questions that you asked your higher self is, what does imbalance look like for me? So what does it look like when I'm out of balance? What does it look like when I am in balance? And when I am out of balance, how do I get into being in balance? So those were the three questions. So take a minute to think about what came through for you when you asked those questions of your higher self. And then the second question is, how do those messages that came through for you connect to your intention statement? So sometimes it's obvious because you've actually asked the question about how do I bring balance, and that was your intention statement. So maybe it was really clear and it came through really easily, but maybe your higher self talks more in symbols and you have to take a minute to kind of try to decipher what it is that they're trying to say. So take a minute to try and make that connection between all the symbols that came through for you and what your intention statement was, and try to pull that all together into something coherent for you that makes sense for you right now. And then the last question is, how are you going to put this into practice? So is there something that you can start doing or stop doing that would allow you to live the truth of your intention statement? So what could you start doing or stop doing to live that balance statement in your life? And that brings us to the end of the podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, I would strongly encourage you to go out and do something physical now. If you are feeling out of balance, yoga is a great way to start trying to bring some balance back to your energetic field. So that's always a good thing to do. But also there are things that you can do to bring balance into your life other than yoga. One thing that I find is really helpful if you are kind of being really introspective and maybe feeling a little bit, you know, similar symptoms to depression, where you just can't seem to get yourself going and you're quite focused on your own self, doing something for somebody else, I find often triggers an energetic spark within us. So if you are kind of in that mode right now and you're trying to find balance, and it's hard because it's hard to get out of that feeling, that stuck feeling, do something small for somebody else and just observe how that feels in your body. Does that change anything for you? So again, we're going into the opposites, right? So try that. Try doing something for someone else. So maybe this time around, instead of trying to find somebody that makes you laugh, try and find somebody that needs you to make them laugh and try to bring a little bit of joy into their lives. So go out, do something other than just being in your head, and enjoy. And I hope to see you next time. Bye.